in order to be received by me. You don't have to do anything for me to walk with you. The only thing, watch this, the only thing you have to do is take your hands off the wheel. And you will find that there's salvation in no other. Listen. There's salvation for your marriage in no other. You can do it in your strength if you want to. Matter of fact, and if, I bet you if I can get some microphones or somebody, that some would tell the story that, yeah, doing it in your own strength just messes it up even worse. There's salvation for your financial landscape in no other. Oh, I know some may think it's, you know, Robert Kiyosaki. Or maybe a connection with Elon Musk or somebody like that. Oh. Listen. Hear me when I say this. Their wealth pales in comparison to the riches of the King. There's salvation in no other. So we're here at this point of what decision will we all make? Will we leave today still holding the wheel, or will we give up control and say, you know what? God, I trust you. I'm removing the stone so that you can come forth in my life. Pride, arrogance, fears, insecurities, poor attitude, traditions. I will no longer allow these things to block you. Be free in me, Lord Jesus. Come on, say it with me. Say, be free in me, Lord Jesus. So our heads are bowed. Eyes are closed in prayer. Things are very simple. Will you take your hands off the wheel? Will you allow him to be free? Will you roll the stone out of the way? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, even at home, please. Just treat this holy, because it is. And listen closely on the inside. As the Spirit of the living God begin to speak to your heart, drawing you closer unto him. Maybe you woke up this morning and you've tried your best to do things the right way. I get it. I've been there before. But it's frustrating because you wind up missing it still. Nah, that's not what we want. Well, I got news for you. You can get off of that hamster wheel of trying to do things right in your own strength and just come over to a place to allow the King to come forward. Just give God the room to remove the stone. So that's you. And therefore, you've been missing this intimate, loving, dynamic relationship with a good, good Father. Let me pray for you. Let me pray with you today. My head's bowed, eyes are closed in prayer. Listen, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask everyone online, present as well. I want to ask everyone, just lift up two hands under heaven. That's where our help comes from. And it's signifying today that we take our hands off the wheel. Say this out loud with me. Say, dear Father God, thank you again for your amazing love and mercy. Thank you for Jesus that you gave for me, who lived for me, who died for me, and who rose for me. Today, Jesus, I embrace you as my master, my savior, my Lord, my King. I take my hands off the wheel and I give you full control. Help me get the stones removed from my life so that you can shine like no other. Thank you for it now. In Jesus' name. If you agree with that, would you shout glory? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Shine in our lives, Lord. Listen, if you prayed that prayer with us for the very first time out of the sincerity of your heart, right here, present or online, here's the next step that I want to ask for you to do. Text the word decided that you see here on the screen, 954-280-2076. Just text that word. We'll send you, you know, a connection card where we can just know to be praying for you, as well as we'll send you a link to a devotional. It's called A Fresh Start, where you can go ahead and begin to utilize that today, and it'll help you in the decision that you've made here today. Also, if you're online, you'll see maybe an option that comes up where you can actually select, you know, I committed my life to Christ. If for some reason, you know, texting doesn't work because you're watching from your phone, just go ahead and just type into the chat, I've decided, and we'll be able to still get the information over to you, praise God. For those that are present, we have the book available, that devotion available in printed copy. So as you're exiting, just ask one of our leaders there at the bottom of the steps. They'll be glad to put one into your hands. There's no obligation, but just receive it so it can be a blessing to you, because we want to see this be the greatest Easter you've ever had. Because God absolutely loves you, praise God. Now, we're going to be wrapping up here in just a few minutes. We got a few other things that we're just doing just to celebrate our risen King. So would you go ahead and give God a shout of hallelujah?